CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, I guess you were right. Should have gotten a Christmas tree before this. This seemed pretty well picked over.
How's this one? Seems big enough.
Let me see. Oh, no, it's skimpy on that side.
Well, mine needs some garland, too, and mistletoe. We have to have some mistletoe.
Well, we don't have to have it. I can kiss you without mistletoe.
Oh, you. Yeah, how's that tree, dear? No.
You
know what the Palmers did last year? They bought a real tree.
These are real trees?
I mean, they bought one that hadn't been cut down. It was just, dug up, and the roots all packed together. And they had it in the house decorated up for Christmas, and then after Christmas, they took it out and buried it.
Don't you mean planted it?
Don't forget, planted it.
Planted it.
Anyhow, it was a lovely blue spruce.
Yeah.
Instead of putting money into a Christmas tree to throw away, why don't we do something like that? Isn't
because just... for one thing, it would cost about $30 or $40 more.
Oh, good reason, I guess. Sounded like a good idea, anyhow,
Hey, here, this looks like a nice tree. What do you think, honey? Nice and full?
Oh, honey, it's not tall enough.
Not tall enough? Anything is too tall.
Oh, no, honey. That tree looks just dinky. It really does.
Darling, look, every year we go through this. Now, look, I'm telling you that Christmas trees always look smaller than they really are when you get them home.
Yeah.
Every year you insist on buying a tree that's too big. We get it home. By the time I get it trimmed down to get into the living room, there's nothing left.
Well, that one is too dinky, honey. I know that. There, that looks about right. And it's a nice one, too. Nice and full.
Darling, that tree is at least a 10-footer.
Oh.
All right.
Now, I don't like skimpy Christmas trees. I like a nice, big, full tree that just seems to fill the room.
Well, this one will, all right. I'm telling you, honey, it's too big, but here we go again.
So, you've done it anyway. In spite of the sharp early warnings, your last-minute rush will be a photo finish. CBS Radio urges you to keep calm and alert these final hectic days. Don't get rushed or crowded into an accident in your car or on the sidewalk or in a store. If possible, don't drive in the downtown area. Take a bus or a train. And don't overload your arms or let packages obstruct your vision. Safety first for a Merry Christmas. Now here's a thought for effective Christmas buying that's right on your arms and on your purse.
Almost Christmas, no time to lose. Lots and gifts to choose.
Give her
a gift
that's
for him, a wide range of all new gifts from $1.50 to $10. A combination of active shaving lotion and invisible cap, only $2.50. All prices plus tax. Gardening.
Give her
a gift that's
for Yardley.
To get that chair out of the way. Need any help?
No. Look, just get out of the way. That's all. Look out.
Goodness, I don't think you can even get that through the doorway. Now, how did you happen to get such a big tree?
Yeah, ask my wife.
It isn't too big. It's just nice and full.
Oh,
go on, go out in the living room so I can get this front door closed. Yeah. It's cold.
Just a second. I've got to switch hands here. Oh, yeah, this thing is like lugging a sequoia.
Oh, let me pull the end of it around this way so she can get the door closed.
Be careful now. Don't break off the top.
No.
But put it over in that corner by the picture window so the lights will show from the outside.
Yeah.
Goodness, look at the way it's shedding pine needles already. It must have been cut ages ago. How much did you pay for it?
Well, you know what they charge, $1 a foot.
Yeah, move the chair.
$1 a foot? What? We never paid more than 25 cents for our Christmas trees when I was little. In fact, if Father had to pay more than a dime, he thought it was outrageous.
Oh, look, will somebody move the chair?
I think you got stung.
Look, I may have gotten stung, but I am also getting stuck by 3,000 pine needles. Now, will somebody please move the chair?
I did, dear. I did. I can't see it. I just found the tree up.
Mommy?
Yes, dear. Now, Betsy, don't start taking the icicles out of the boxes. You'll just get them all over. Now, leave
them. Can you start decorating the tree now?
Well, as soon as Daddy gets here, he gets it up here. Get the fullest side out, dear.
Yeah,
fullest side out.
Sam Hill.
$1 a foot. You certainly got stung. How tall is it?
Look out, Daddy's going to knock over the ladder.
Well, I cannot
look
get
out,
it
look out.
Up.
How tall is it?
10 feet.
10 feet, dear.
You don't mean you paid $10 for a Christmas tree?
And, Effie, when it's so late, you take what you can get, and how it isn't any 10 feet.
No, it is 10 feet tall. The man said so, and I measured it. But no, no, you had to have this very tree, so I...
Oh, well, it didn't seem like 10 feet, dear. I thought it was about 6. Looked about 6.
No, I must say it doesn't look 10 feet tall either.
Well, I already hacked it off before I brought it in. But as you can see for yourself, it's too tall.
Well, I don't want the tip cut off, and if you cut any more off the bottom, it'll look very funny.
Well, I don't think it'll look nearly as funny as having the Christmas tree lying down on its side. But if that's the way you want it, it'll be different, of course.
Oh, don't be silly now.
Can I start decorating it now?
No, dear, not until we get it up. Are you sure you can't stand it up straight? Look out! You'll break off the top.
Well, she wanted it proved to her.
Well, he'll have to cut off more, dear, somewhere. Goodness, when you think of what you paid for it, and then to have to cut it off.
Well, I'm not going to drag it in and out of the house. I'll bring the saw in here. Look, put some newspapers down, will you, to catch the sawdust? I'll go get the saw.
Could you hurry up, Daddy, please, so I can decorate it?
Betsy.
I said please.
Well,
I'll get some newspapers to put down. My, what a waste of money.
Darling, dear, I think you're cutting off too much. All right, I'm sorry. Cut off. That is too much, dear. Go on.
Before you cut any more off, why don't you try it?
Yes, dear. Please, let's try it. Oh, good. Come on, everybody. Help raise the tree up. I'm sure you'll find that now it's just right.
When can I decorate the tree? It'll be bedtime, Daddy.
Leave Daddy alone, dear, please.
$1 a foot. I can't get over it. It's just like money being sawed off. I think you're going to have to cut the top off. You can't just keep sawing the trunk off. All your fullness is in the bottom of the tree.
And when you cut the top off the tree, it looks awful. It looks stubby. What do you think, dear?
I am not thinking anymore. You're running the show.
Oh, darling, don't be that way. It's Christmas time.
Every year. Every year.
Little pitchers have big ears.
That means you're not supposed to talk because I'm here.
Yeah, well, you go on up to bed.
Dear,
Mama
now.
Said I could stay up later tonight so we could start decorating the tree.
There isn't going to be any tree left to decorate.
Honey.
Never go, don't honey me. Doggone it. I know I sound disagreeable, but every year you do this to me. You insist on getting a tree that is too big, so I spend hours sawing it down because you want an inch taken off at a time.
Oh, no.
Now, look, it stands to reason that if a room is 8 feet high, a 10-foot tree isn't going to fit. Now, I know arithmetic is not your strong suit.
Oh, darling, please. Aunt Effie and Betsy and I planned such a lovely evening decorating the tree, and then maybe when we're through, you know, gathering around the piano and singing Christmas carols
together. And popcorn and cranberries that were going to string.
Yes, I told Betsy when I was little, that's the way we decorated our Christmas tree. And I made the popcorn, and I thought we'd have fun.
In fact, Aunt Effie said it ought to make the cranberry growers awfully happy to know we were using them.
I'm happy to know the cranberry growers will be happy, but doggone it, I am fed up with the same thing every Christmas.
Daddy, look, we are.
Every Christmas, I...
Look where you're standing. You've got to kiss Mommy.
Oh, we're under the mistletoe, dear.
It's Mommy. Daddy.
Oh, well, as I said before, I really don't need mistletoe.
Smooching.
How do you know what smooching is?
Something you do when you're married or going to get married.
Oh, yeah, well, you just remember it that way.
All right, now let's all hurry. We have a lot to do. Daddy, you get the tree fixed so we can decorate it. I'll start putting up the window lights. Then we have to fix the outside lights for the doorway and the wreath.
Oh, my heavens! Look what we forgot! Come here!
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Caution! Holiday season ahead. Officials of a large eastern city have launched a holiday safety campaign aimed especially at pedestrians over 25. Under that age, people are less prone, statistically, to excessive holiday ruffle and pedestrian fatalities. Whatever party-going you do this holiday season, don't mix drinking either with driving or walking. An inebriated driver is a menace, of course, but an inebriated pedestrian can be killed or maimed by a perfectly sober driver. It happens every year. Don't let it happen to you. This holiday season will be happy enough for all purposes if it's celebrated in moderation. It can become a tragic interlude at a moment's notice for celebrants who are not moderate. Fatalism is a serious gamble in any holiday period. We all know nobody lives forever. Don't use your holiday season to hasten what should be years, decades away. Old age is not against the law of reason. Celebrate sensibly.
Darling, there's no sense in yelling at me. I just forgot about the mess.
Well, these won't arrive until after Christmas now.
I know. Well, the card does say season's greeting, so it's all right.
Yeah. What's the matter, Mommy?
Well, I discovered I didn't order enough Christmas cards, so I ordered some more. And Aunt Effie and I worked so hard getting out the ones we had, I guess I just had it in the back of my mind. I'd finished them. I'd forgotten I'd ordered more, you know, and I... When did these arrive, Aunt Effie?
Oh, I don't know, dear. I just now saw the boxes on the closet floor and wondered what they were.
Oh, those. A man delivered them one afternoon, and I thought they were Christmas presents, so I just hid them in the closet.
Oh, great. Well, look, you and Aunt Effie get out the cart while Betsy and I work on the Christmas tree and the decorations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll just spread things out on the dining room table. Why don't you address them while I put them in the envelopes and stamp and seal them?
Well, fine. Yes, I guess we better get a system. Mm-hmm. You get a sponge from the kitchen, Aunt Effie. It's a lot easier using a sponge. I'll go find the rest of our mailing list. Mm-hmm.
You know, that wasn't a bad idea you had, putting that picture on a Christmas card. Of course, it isn't very good of me.
I think it's very good of you, but I look terrible.
Well, I don't like it because I'm not on it at all.
Well, Betsy, honey, you took the picture, after all. Golly, brings back memories, doesn't it? The three of us standing at the rail of the ship, the day we sailed for Europe.
Oh, yes.
Remember?
Oh, my, what a day that was. Seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't seem to have checked off this list at all. Aunt Effie, now, did we send a card to the Van Loos and the Bassetts in Indianapolis and Mr. and Mrs. Ralph Wells?
I don't know, dear. Most of them are, you know, old friends of yours. Names wouldn't mean much to me.
Well, Mr. Wells is our mailman. Oh. I always send him one. Oh, dear, I don't think I sent one to the Parkers or... Lillian Gray or the Taylors. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. I remember now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get going. Probably be up all night.
Yeah.
Why is it no matter how you organize, every Christmas you're always rushing madly up to the last minute?
You know.
Always.
Daddy, hurry up, please. I want to decorate the tree.
Oh, okay. Come on, let's get going.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Senta. This is Stuart Metz speaking.